And then you will get a chance to win free advertising with Civic Media. Nothing, there's no strings attached to this. It's free advertising.
Yeah, we want you to be a part of this one, everybody. Go to civicmedia.us/million to find out more. And be sure to sign up for the reminder. And as Melissa told you, mention the morning show on WFHR for some bragging rights there.
Yeah.
Good to hang out with you, Mel. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, you too, James. Have a good day.
You too. And have a great one out there, everybody. Stick around for Money Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Californians are stunned after two mass shootings in 3 days. The latest in northern Half Moon Bay, Sheriff Christina Corpus.
It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
CBS's Carter Evans says seven people were murdered at two different locations.
The gunman allegedly went to a mushroom farm and opened fire. There, officers say he shot five people, killing four of them. He then drove less than 10 minutes away to another farm where the sheriff says he shot and killed three more people.
Police say the suspect is under arrest and cooperating with investigators. It comes just days after 11 people were killed in a mass shooting at a dance club near L.A. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS Mornings,
"We need to be an America that understands that every life matters, and we need to make sure that we have support for our law enforcement so they can do their work well, and support for people who are challenged so that we don't end up with precisely what we've seen."
President Biden's urging Congress to approve a ban on assault weapons. They announced the Oscar nominations last hour.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the way with 11, including Best Director and Best Picture.
If I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you.
The Banshees of Inisherin and the German language All Quiet on the Western Front. They tie with 9 nominations each.
I can't move, I can't sing.
Elvis is up for 8. Steven Spielberg's received his 9th directing nod for The Fabelmans.
The lights change how everything looks.
It's also in the running for Best Picture and 6 other awards. Jimmy Kimmel will host the Oscars March 12th. Controversy over a proposal in Texas to ban citizens and companies from China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran from buying homes and businesses in the state. Hafsil Nisofar has dual citizenship.
I shouldn't have to choose between being able to visit my family and having that citizenship and being able to have property rights here.
Opponents say the proposal stirs up racism. Arson has brought train service to a halt in Paris. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is there.
The Gare de l'Est station serving the eastern suburbs as well as eastern France and neighboring Germany was hardest hit and is all but shut down for the day. Investigators say the vandals broke in through protective casing and set fire to 2 clusters of cables that power the signals for the network.
Chrysler's parent company is recalling 76,000 Pacifica plug-in hybrids. Stellantis says a short circuit issue could make engines stall unexpectedly. Included model years 2017 to 2023 minivans. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-208-1312 for a free consultation. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now. 800-208-1312. Call now.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
good. Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, chance of snow, high temperatures reach up to 29. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 24th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, in studio, we have Katie Wright from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
And we have Ray Blossfield with us from the Leadership Class. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being here, you guys. How's everybody doing? Katie, how you been holding up?
We've been doing pretty good.
Good to hear. Ray, how are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
And good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Ray was just telling us he hasn't been on radio before. So far, so good. You're doing well, Ray.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here, and especially to focus on the leadership class today and kind of give people not only an idea of what the leadership class is, but what it's like to be a part of it. And I want to get right into that first, and then we'll kind of go to Katie and talk about what the leadership class is involved and how people can get involved in it. Ray, how did you hear about this, and how did you become a part of it?
I heard through our human resources department. They had kind of reached out since I grew up in the area. I'm from the community. They thought I would be a good fit, and I ultimately thought it would be a good, learning experience for me and kind of get my foot into the community. And, I've lived here a long time and I haven't been able to give back what I would like to see the community be.
Right on. What business do you work at?
I work at the Sand Valley Golf Resort.
Right on. Yeah. Shout out to Sand Valley.
Shout
good
out to
people
Sand
over
Valley.
There.
Yep.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been there?
I've been there for 5 seasons.
Okay.
I kind of was more part-time starting out and then kind of was able to work my way into a management role, and I'll be going on my 6th season.
Right on, man. Way to be.
Thank you.
Awesome. And I know how hard that grind can be.
That's cool to hear. It was a good grind. Yeah, it was worth it.
Right on. And so did you get that position before joining the leadership class or after?
I had that position already, and then they had reached out about the position.
And so as you were telling us, that once they offered this and you see that opportunity, you see an opportunity to grow as a leader, but also maybe learn some things, but also to give back.
And get more involved.
Right.
It's something where you kind of just sit back and you don't really do the work to kind of be involved, and that's something I want to grind for the community as well, not just reap the benefits of everybody else that's helping out. I kind of want to grind and kind of get my nose to the ground.
It's interesting when you talk to people and you take a minute and you find how much we have in common and how much we are alike. And while you and I, we don't know each other, I'm guessing you and I were born and raised in different areas, but we both have a similar tie right there. When I came to this area, this town gave me an opportunity that I didn't have in other places. I got to be a kid for a little bit. I got to make friends. I got to do a lot of those things. My children are all born here. A lot of those kind of things. So I first couple of years I move here, I'm a knucklehead, and I miss my friends and all that, and back home and all these things. And as an adult, I move away, I come back, and I realize I'm a knucklehead. Like, I have not appreciated this area nearly enough.
I
thought I did, but I didn't have a real good grasp of it. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make good on that. I wanted to give back. I wanted to put back into this community that has given me so much.
Right.
And I'm not alone. You yourself, there's so many other people that are like that, where you run into, and whether it is longtime residents or people that have just moved here, there's something in this area, something about this community where it's not just, oh, this is great, this is a fun community. It's all those things. And how can I put back into this community? How can I give some of what I have received?
Right. And it's a beautiful community and, you know, great area. But, you know, it takes you... Once you leave it, that's when it's kind of like, wow, I miss it, you know. And I did leave for a little bit. I was kind of out of the area. Then now I'm back. It's like I got to do better and get involved. And, right. And I thought this program was the perfect part to kind of get me into the people I would like to know around the community and kind of be a voice.
And when it comes to being in this and being enrolled in this, it's something that businesses will usually take the initiative of. They will get you enrolled in these things.
Yeah, that's at least how kind of it was reached out, kind of. Businesses in the area, if they have somebody that's kind of in a role that they're young and they want to grow, it's a perfect opportunity.
And what kind of things, how long have you been a part of the leadership program?
I believe we started in October was our first session, I believe, and just kind of learning from some people that have done the program before and just kind of being involved with other people that that are similar to my age or want to become that pillar, you know, for the community.
Yeah. It's one of those things where leadership isn't something that you have to naturally be born with. I generally believe that every single human being has leadership qualities in them. I think everybody can be a leader. Some people don't get an opportunity. Some people don't see it in themselves. And other times, it's something that you truly have to kind of learn and grow into.
Yeah.
And a program like this is one of the only ones, because I've done, every year we talk about this program, I look into it and I'm like, well, is there anybody else doing anything like this? And no, this is one of the few things like this, not only in our area, but really in Wisconsin,
right.
Of this kind of program where it's one thing, hey, be a leader. But okay, well, how do I do that? Like, that's a whole different ball game. You're actually giving people some skill sets, some ideas, some other people to learn off of, to be able to be that leader that we're looking for. What does that some of that involve? What has it been like being a part of this program?
So it's a lot of kind of learning who you are first, your traits, what kind of learner you are. You're the opposite of that. You know, if you're one type of learner, what comes with those flaws, and trying to see other people see you in a light. But you know, for me, being a leader is just kind of, you know, I'm more of a kind of lead by example leader.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go out and I'll do things, and there's nothing that I would ask my team or anybody that I wouldn't do. You know, I wouldn't
right.
send them out and do things that I wouldn't be able to be capable to do. But it just kind of, it breaks down kind of habits, you know, who you have to be as a person to be able to lead the way you want to. So for me, it's kind of figuring out who I am as a person and wanting to get better, and then, you know, kind of trying to lead people to be, you know, who they want to be, but don't try to, you know, try to put them in the light where they're going to be successful. And it's been a great program, and just seeing how other people are learning, you know.
It comes back to that old analogy of our human instinct is to take care of others. You're on a plane, it's crashing, your instinct is to put the mask on your kid or whoever's sitting next to you. But if you try to do that, you're probably going to pass out before you even get it on them, and you're both out. You got to put it on you first and then get it on them. You take care of your own backyard, you're going to be able to help others.
Right.
You learn about yourself, you know yourself that well. That's how you can truly help other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best, that's been the most eye-opening experience about this is figuring out who I am as a leader and then, you know,
yeah.
And then bring it to life.
I mean, that alone feels like worth it to be able to take something like this, do something like this. That's great for individuals. But what you can do with that knowledge to the next, you know, taking it to the next step to your coworkers and all that, that's an added bonus right there.
Yeah, yeah. And I can ultimately see where I'm going to, you know, take all the things that I've learned and just kind of use it in my career.
One of the other things I love about this program is the relationships that can be built, the kind of organic stuff that happens that wouldn't happen unless you guys are in the room together. You know,
right.
How many people have you run into in this program that you probably wouldn't have run into otherwise, I imagine?
Right, yeah, and it's a great group. I think there's, you know, at least in our group, there are 16 people, at least 15, but even the people that they bring in as guest speakers that are around the community, that we are aware that they're there. You know, we're going to other facilities, you know, Mid-State, McMillan, just kind of knowing what the community has to bring, and it's been a great experience so far.
When Krista and I from the Chamber have talked about this in the program in the past, one of the things that both of us love bringing up right away is all the friendships that have grown from this, lifetime friendships. We've had a couple meet and end up together through this program and everything, which the foolish romantic in me loves. I don't know if that has any real added context to this, but I just have to mention it because I think it's cool. Things like that that happen organically. That's another big part of this, and something that Katie and I talk about with Coffee with the Chamber and other events like that. One of the nice things the Chamber does is setting up these events, giving you chances to have who knows what happened, you know, kind of an organic situation. Just you run into people you may not see or haven't seen in a long time, or people you may never even meet otherwise. It's a fun part of all of this. What are some things that you would encourage others to, what are some things that stand out to you, Ray, about this program that you would encourage others to look into for? Is there anything that stands out to you right away, like other than some of the things we've mentioned already?
I would say just kind of know what's in your community. I mean, there's things that that's been brought up that I had no clue that we had resources for, or just Bureau, you know, the Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, just things that I didn't know that people that are in our, you know, in my group that they, you know, work for, and, you know, they have great, great information about what's coming up in the future, or just kind of, you know, staying involved in the community. And that's something that I kind of lack. And that's, you know, the information's out there, you know, it's just got to go out and find it. And this community does a good job of broadcasting it, and just got to work with the right people.
You know, there's all these things that we can grow and get better at and excel at, and we don't really know that until we have somebody kind of, especially an outside person, kind of give us like, hey, you're great at this, this, and this. This you could use a little help on. This you could use a little assistance on. This program really does a nice job of that. Really, not only understanding your skill set, but I think even building some confidence in that skill set. Oh, I thought I was good at this. This person says I'm good at it too. And you can't get enough of that in life. Like, there's never been a time where, no, enough compliments, please. I can't take any more. Like, it's always a nice thing to be encouraged, and how far that can take you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the time commitment to something like this? You work in a 40-plus hour job. You've got a personal life, all these things. Are you able, how does this mix into all of that?
We do have a monthly meeting that we meet at some place in the area, in the community. And then on the back end, we'll have to figure out times where each group kind of works on their own little project before the end of the season. And it's just trying to schedule everybody's, you know, make sure everybody can meet and make sure that we all kind of communicate with each other what our next plan is if nobody can make the meeting. But we do a good job of communicating between texts and Gmails and, you know, our presentation blog. And we try to keep each other informed, but it's just, you know, you got to carve that time out, and it's very important.
It's not a huge time commitment, but you get what you put in.
Right.
And in order to, you know, get the full benefits of this, you are going to be a part of those things. But again, we're not talking a 20-hour a month thing. You know, this isn't like that necessarily.
Right. Yeah. You got your monthly meetings and just trying to coordinate with your group. And, you know, Sand Valley is aware of that and, you know, is very cool with me making sure that I am good with this commitment.
Well, that's as much as I want to talk to people individually out there with this. Whenever we talk about this one, I really am trying to hit on businesses and make sure that businesses out there hear how valuable of a program this is, how beneficial it is. The investment that you're making with when you are, you know, you have your clients be a part of something like this. Not only does that money stay in town and goes to the chamber, helps the chamber do a lot of the work, the great work that they're doing and all these things, but you're investing in people. And anytime you're investing in people, I have a hard time believing that you're not going to get your money's worth, that right. You're not getting a return on your investment. I don't care what you're spending. You're spending it on people, you're going to get a return on that investment. Right. And people, more times than not, are going to show you that. And this is a great program they give you as an example of that.
Yeah.
I got a two-parter, well, a question for both of you here now. What kind of people you think would be good to be a part of this program? Ray, you've kind of given us a bit of your background, a little of your kind of history, your origin story, if you don't mind. What kind of people do you think? Similar people to yourself? Other people out there?
I would say probably similar to me, someone that's kind of new into business, trying to build their career as a leader, maybe as a manager, and wants to take those steps to, you know, learn from the people in the community and just try to be the best that they can. But I think it would be great for young people or, you know, people that have been in the community for, you know, a little while and just want to give back more and just be more involved. You know, I think it's good for anybody that just wants to, you know, up their game and their leadership style.
Ray, just a side question here. You don't have any interest in radio, do you? He's got a great voice. He's very good at this. I need this job, Ray. Do not take my job from me.
Maybe some part-time, yeah.
All right, great. Yeah. I got competition. No, you got a good voice for this.
Thank you.
Katie, how would you answer that? Who do you think would be good for good participants to be a part of this program?
Well, what about my radio voice?
I've told you on and off air, you got a great radio voice.
No, I think, you know, to piggyback on Ray, you know, people in that new to being management, I think it would be a great opportunity for them too. But really, I think anybody that, you know, wants to, you know, expand their career, definitely go for it.
Similar to other conversations we've had, Katie, you and I are both transplants. We're not from here or originally and everything. But people like us, I think, would be really good for a program like this, too.
Oh, for sure. And, to know the area, too, I think it's great.
So. Yeah. It's a great way to first meet people. It's a great way to learn more about the area. And again, one of those things that just kind of keeps giving, because I have people come in all the time that are a part of other organizations or nonprofits, and this will come up. And I took that class. It was very bad. You know, I learned this and this, and I'm still friends with so-and-so. I've literally never heard a negative thing about this program. Like, not one thing. It's really remarkable, and it's such a cool thing, and it's been going on for so long that all these factors tell you it's putting good into the community. They're not going to keep doing it if it's not.
Right.
And if businesses aren't using this for their employees. It's popular, and it has done well for many years for a reason.
Yeah.
When it comes to, I'm a business out there, I'm hearing this, and this sounds really good for my employees, I want to find out more about it, or maybe I want to register my employees, Katie, what should I need to know, and where can I go from there with that?
So I know Chris is kind of handling all of that, so definitely call us, and then we'll kind of get you situated for the next one coming this year.
Mm-hmm. While there is one, as Katie mentioned there, there is one currently going on, mm-hmm. You can be a part of the next one. They do these, is it once a year, twice a year that this goes? I believe it's once a year, but either way, there's another one coming up. You can be a part of it. Krista Kuhn, Vice President over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and a good morning to Krista. You can reach her at vp@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. It's vp@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Katie, we got a handful of minutes here. I did want to mention just some other local events, some things going on with you guys. Where do you want to start with that?
Well, let's start with Coffee at the Chamber.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. It is a virtual event, so you can register online at the Chamber's website. And then we have Jennifer Revels, who is with Revels Consulting. She'll talk about 4 simple tools to retain your key employees. So I think that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Start off the year right.
Yeah.
Bang.
Well, and one of the bigger concerns for employers right now is hanging on and keeping your good employees.
Yes.
Somebody who really knows what she's talking about, like Jennifer there, she's done this many of these conversations,
yes,
and done a lot of homework on this subject. It's a great one. And, just not to steal any of Jennifer's thunder or anything, but I can think of one good way to keep your employees is to have them be a part of the leadership program.
Exactly.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. But this is a great event, as all the Coffee with the Chambers are. Do you need to register for this event? Anything like that, Katie?
Yep. So online at the Chamber's website, if you go to our events page and go to January 24th, you'll see Coffee at the Chamber and click on it and register. It's free.
It's a free event. Just ask that you register again, 7:30 to 8:30, January 25th, so coming up tomorrow. That'll be a good one. We got some good stuff coming up in February as well.
Well, let's talk about James' birthday. So, February 20th.
I don't get taken off guard very often. That definitely did it. I did not see that coming. That is not where I thought you were going.
So it's at Bee's Tap House for Off the Clock, you guys.
That's funny. That was good. Well played, Katie. Yeah, in 2023, Off the Clock at Bee's Tap House does happen to fall on February 20th.
Yes.
That is true. That is very true. This
so
is a good
birthday
one.
Party's from 4 to 6.
Much more importantly, this is a great networking opportunity for
people. Yes, absolutely.
Got appetizers, raffle prizes.
Yes. Yeah.
You embarrass me, so now I'm just rambling. to just cover my bases so my face doesn't turn completely red. No, yeah. we do love our friends over at Bee's Tap House. A good morning to all of them. They do a great job hosting these.
They do. It's a great place to go to if you haven't ever been there.
Yeah, the atmosphere. I love the feel as soon as you walk in there, and it's nice that with the space that they have, that they take advantage of that by like opening up their building to events like this and everything. It's a lot of fun. If nobody's attended and off the clock before, Katie, what can we tell them about the event?
Yeah, so it's basically just a bunch of business owners or whomever at this event. Bring your business card because you don't know who you're going to meet there. But there's a lot of nice people and just it's a very, very good networking event. So,
as I mentioned, there'll be appetizers, raffle prizes, and it's, again, open to the public, free to attend. And it's what we were talking about before, about organic ways to run into people, to meet people.
Yeah.
This is another one of those events for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm a business out there and I'm hearing some of these off the clock or, you know, Coffee with the Chamber, some of these cool events, not just a business, maybe I'm a speaker out there that I think, what I talk about would be really good for the Chamber. How can I reach out to you guys? Is there a way that I can reach you guys and maybe schedule something to be a part of one of these events?
Absolutely. So Stacy actually does a lot of our Coffee with the Chamber. So just make sure you contact Stacy, our president, and she will get you kind of going on the next date to do it.
Always like to encourage people too. While Katie and I cover a lot here in our conversations, there is so much more that the Chamber offers and does. There is employment opportunities. There is other news about different events going on in our area. If you take a look at their programs and their events calendar or their signature events, you can see more of that just by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And as the leadership program that we were talking about before, if you're interested in that, whether you're a business or employee, you can contact Vice President of the Chamber, Krista Kuhn, at VP@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, VP@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Think we covered everything, Katie.
I think so.
Really good time talking with you, Ray. Thanks a lot for being in with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I do want to send another shout out again to Sand Valley and the great stuff that they do over there, and always appreciate the work that they're putting into our community.
Yep. Shout out Sand Valley.
Yeah, and Katie, always good to see you.
Oh, you know.
Say hi to everybody over there for
us,
okay? And we'll talk with you again real soon. Stick around, everybody. Got Morning Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the civic media app.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this January 24th, 2023. It is 10:30 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Right now, we're joined by our friends from the Family Center. We have Amy with us. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
How you been?
Fantastic. How about you?
Doing all right. Doing good here. Good. It's always good to have you guys in studio and to talk with you, and especially when we've got some fun things to dive into and get into, but also some other topics. When we're talking Family Center, we never have enough time, so I don't want to ramble too much longer. Where would you like to start?
Well, we have a couple exciting things coming up in the next few months. We're thinking in the future for Touch a Truck, which is going to be the end of July.
Yeah.
Starting to talk about sponsors and participants and looking for anybody who'd be interested in bringing a vehicle that the kids would like to get up close to and be interested in. And then we have Help for the Homeless coming up, our hygiene drive, which will start next month and go into March. So never a dull moment.
No, no. And well, we have the Family Center join us, and honestly, whenever I have an opening and I can talk about the Family Center or the issues there, we always like to take the time to do that. We don't get a chance very often to talk events, in part because the Family Center is unable to necessarily do an event a month or something like that. The resources that they have are spoken for, and understandably so. So this is where, as a community, we really get to show what we're made of here in Central Wisconsin and what it is to be a Midwesterner and to be a part of these kind of things. And boy, just the short time that I've been a part of things at the Family Center, I've just been blown away by how many people come out in droves to be a part of these events. I've mentioned it before, my first real event with the Family Center was the Men in the Kitchen event. Mm-hmm. And Sue asked me to MC that. So I show up, and I'm expecting a good turnout. But just being honest here, I did not know how many people I would see. I had not been to an event before. I could not find a place to park. It was so busy. It was so packed. And then I get there, and I finally show up, and I'm running late, of course, and everything, and I feel horrible. But it didn't matter because things were taking a while to get going because everybody was talking and communicating. At the time, we had General Manager Andy Francis of the Rafters there. We had our head of police there. We had our Sheriff Becker there. Mayor Blazer was there. Just every person that you could expect to be a representative in this community was there. And not only were they there, but I have to say, we had men there. We had men showing up to this cause, to this thing. More and more, we're showing, whether we say this or not out loud, where we want to be on the right side of history when it comes down
agreed.
To this.
Agreed. And I think that's one of the great things about Touch a Truck, too, is that we see that same representation from our community, but we've created an event that's appropriate for kids as well. And modeling that behavior is so important for our future.
It's fun with an event like that where, yes, the kids get to see these vehicles up close and personal that they may never get to or maybe haven't gone to, or maybe they just got a matchbox car of and everything, and then they get to see what a real fire truck is like and everything. Mm-hmm. That is amazing right there. The money that is raised from something like this that can help out people in shelter or various other causes of the Family Center, also really good. I think you touched on something there that's really key to this event that really brings it home for me. So much of what we're doing here is leading by example and showing the younger generations how we treat each other. Mm-hmm. Not just opposite sexes, but just in general, let alone when it gets into those deeper relationships. Mm-hmm. And you know as well as I do, actually better than I do probably, that those little eyes are always listening, are always watching. Those little ears are always listening. So they see you interacting with a police officer or a fire chief, or they see you interacting with other adults, other people of the opposite sex, and how you treat each other at an event like this. And they're picking up on all that. They're seeing all that, and that has an impact on them, and I would say a positive one.
Absolutely, I would agree with you. And there is one more opportunity to have that experience. We're going to be represented at the River Kings hockey game on February 17th as well. Game time is 7 o'clock, and we'll be accepting donations at that event as well. So, and Deb will walk out and drop the puck.
All right, Deb.
Yep.
All right, Deb.
Gotta love our Debbie. She's so fantastic. And so that'll be fun. And we look forward to it. My joke with her always is that she's a little height deficient, bless her, and that those big hockey players walk out and you have to squint to find her on the ice. So please just stop and see us.
I love Deb. I wouldn't have the family center position I do without her and Sue and everything. You are so right. I don't know if she's taller than one of the hockey sticks. I'm not sure. Love you, Deb. Love you, Deb.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to be fun. That's worth seeing alone, let alone the River Kings and all that. That's great.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up, obviously, to be able to, for people that are going to go to the River Kings and help them build hockey up and down the river, show them what home ice advantage is, mm-hmm. but also dropping off an item for the family center is a nice added bonus. You not only get to catch some great hockey, but also feel good about putting back into your community at the same time.
Absolutely.
And you get to see Deb out there. That is worth the price of admission alone right there.
It sure is. We enjoy it every year, and we appreciate the River Kings for supporting us in that way.
Yeah, because there's another great example of an organization mm-hmm. that is putting into their community, that is a part of things. And I should mention, too, it isn't as if the Family Center is knocking on all these businesses' doors every 5 seconds to be a part of things. They're coming to us. They're reaching out. They want to be a part of this. They want to be on the right side of history. They want to show, hey, we stand by this. This is a cause we believe in. In the day and age where people are so worried about offending somebody else or, you know, coming out on a limb on something because, well, you know, this amount of people are going to like it, this amount of people aren't. Mm-hmm. The overwhelming majority of people are on the favorable side of this conversation. And it's good to see. And it helps every time we see these things and we see more and more community support. One of the ways you show that support is being a part of events. So when we mentioned Touch a Truck, this is an event we're still looking for sponsors and possibly vehicles for, right?
Absolutely. I would look forward to hearing from anybody who would have an interest in participating.
Amy, are there any requirements that people should keep in mind when it comes to like making a call like that? Like, oh, I don't know if this vehicle will work with this event or anything like that?
Not at all, aside from the fact that we do ask that they be insured. And I would just put it out there that this is the word touch is a part of this event.
Mm-hmm.
So if your vehicle is such that you don't want a young person to maybe get real close to it, it might not be a good fit. But we haven't run into that at all. There's been such respect with the kids and some of the vehicles that have been interactive with them. Parents are going up with their kids. They're signing releases for them to, for example, go up in the bucket Water and Light. Mm. Yeah, the kids love that. Miss Amy does not. She's not about heights. But yes, any sort of vehicle we'd be interested in.
And how can they reach you guys?
So my email is resources@familyctr.org. And you can certainly go to our website or our Facebook page. When we talk about donations for the Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive or to bring to the River Kings, our website, Deb, does a fantastic job of keeping that list of most needed items kept up. And there are ways to contact all of our team on that page as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a great section, Donate.
That
encourage people to check out there. Shout out to Deb again with the great work on that. Everybody, you guys all do great work over there. I feel remiss if I mention one name because I want to mention every one of you guys. Everybody's job over there is vital and does an amazing job, amazing work at it.
I would agree with you.
When it comes to some of those needed items, can we touch on some of those real quick?
Yes. Certainly, there's two aspects to donating to the Family Center. Obviously, we do have wish lists online that you can check out for our client needs and office needs. But as far as food, paper products, and those sorts of things, in addition to what we need internally to run the shelter, we do have an outreach pantry. So dry products such as dry soup mix, beans, condensed soup, canned pasta, those sorts of things are always in demand. But internally, there is a never-ending need for paper towels, toilet paper, those sorts of things that we obviously go through a substantial amount of.
I imagine that most people out there can put themselves and be somewhat empathetic to a degree. And most of us have been in this situation before where you're you know, you just got done doing something in the kitchen. You're looking around. There's no paper towels. They're like, oh, there's nowhere to wipe your hands or something like that. God, even worse, you're in the bathroom and there's no toilet paper.
Yes.
These are rough situations in life. More times than not, you have somebody to help you out. So your significant other or mom and dad or somebody on the other end of the door that can bring you the roll or whatever you might need. This is a human, this is just a human common thing that humans do for one another. Mm-hmm. We're just looking at an extension of that. That's absolutely all this is you taking that one, just one more baby step to help out others. It's sometimes the greatest work you can do is helping a stranger.
I would agree. That can also lead to the Help to the Homeless hygiene drive. That particular event, I think, was an eye-opener for me. In the sense that it is a drive for materials that aren't covered by any other public support.
So, I'm sorry. We do have to take a really quick commercial break, and I want to take our time with that.
Absolutely.
So let's pause. We'll come back, and we'll dive right into that and really get into it.
Perfect. Thanks, James.
Yeah, we got Amy joining us from the Family Center. We'll come back with some more fun here on the Morning Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity line of credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity line of credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And visit their branch office in the town of Rome.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 29. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR. We have Amy from the Family Center joining us. And again, thanks for being here, Amy.
Thank you, James.
We've been talking a little bit about some of the events going on. We're just touching on the Help for the Homeless hygiene drive that is coming up in February. Let's touch on that, some of the details of it, and what the event is.
I appreciate that. Yeah. The Family Radio has put this particular event on for multiple years. And one of the things that, as I mentioned, was real eye-opening to me is that there's such a need for these types of materials in shelters like our own, homeless facilities where homeless might gather or come to for resources. Because these are not things that are covered by other programs mm-hmm. in the community. So what I'm speaking of in that regard are the things that we mentioned earlier, like toilet paper, paper towels, but additionally, shaving products, shampoo, deodorant, soaps, those sorts of things that help us with, that we probably don't give a lot of thought to. But if you were in a position of arriving at a location with nothing but the clothes on your back, like we see in our line of service, mm-hmm. or what people see when they're working with someone who may have been on the streets for some time, mm-hmm. these materials are what very often prohibits them from trying for a job, their kids going to school, those sorts of things. So there's an intense need for them throughout our state, and we've been working with multiple locations to allow for drop-off of those materials. In this community, the materials go to benefit both the Family Center and Focus, previously known as Schweppes.
Mm-hmm. Which are great causes, and a big good morning to them out there. And extend that to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, because yes. they have their homeless point in time count that they do. And I know, talking with Terry about this and others on the air, you're not alone, Amy. I think a lot of people are being brought into this world and understanding that homelessness is an issue not only here in central Wisconsin, but a bigger issue around the nation than we realize. And when you help to these programs, it seems like such a daunting thing sometimes. It's such a big thing. A lot of causes can be like this. Domestic violence can feel like this at times. Mm-hmm. When you work on your neck of the woods, when you do that, if we all do that wherever you're living in this country, little by little, we put a real dent in these situations just by doing something in your zip code. And here we are in central Wisconsin where we can do something like this. We have an event like this coming up, and we can do some good on this cause.
Agreed.
So the help for the hygiene, the help for the homeless hygiene drive, what specifically are we doing with this, and how can we be a part of it? How can we help?
Well, there will be multiple boxes throughout the community starting on February 12th and ending on March 5th. And locations where you might see those boxes are churches in our community. Organizations like ERCO has a box that they work with. You can certainly donate to them there, but they work with their employees predominantly. Walgreens is a sponsor, so they always have a box. Our organization is okay to drop materials off at, of course. So look for those posters. They're blue, green, and bright orange, mm-hmm. and those boxes will be outside of those facilities or right within their entryways. And please consider bringing any of those types of materials to one of those boxes.
If I'm a business and I'm hearing this and I would like to host one of those boxes, can I do that?
Absolutely. And we'd love to add new organizations to our list of participating sites.
I think one of the things that I enjoy about events like this, too, and I like to make sure to mention is, yes, this is about helping literal homeless people, people mm-hmm. who are struggling in this situation. It's also about helping ease the financial strain on the charities and the local organizations that do these events. Like, mm-hmm. you're helping two factors here. These events are going to go on. These nonprofits are going to continue to do things about this. What a great way to add to that while also hopefully bringing these numbers down, and maybe we don't have as many homeless people next year at this time and the year after and the year after. This is one of those situations, like a lot of stuff in life, a Band-Aid ain't going to fix it. We've got to add multiple applications to this for it to heal.
I would agree, and I think that something worth considering is the fact that any of these materials we've talked about today, whether it be a monetary donation or a donation of paper towel or toilet paper or spaghetti sauce, that those are materials that we're going to provide to the people that we serve regardless. So whatever you're most comfortable with helping us as far as materials or monetary donations, one way or another, it all ends up being the same thing. If we don't have anyone donate toilet paper to us throughout the year, we don't live without toilet paper. Mm-hmm. We would then be in a position of having to purchase those items.
Right.
So the help that we get from the help for the homeless hygiene drive, as well as donation sites like the River Kings game, those are ways in which we can keep doing the good work that we do without worrying about a monetary donation to cover those needed materials.
And I admit that I get a little defensive on these topics. We're talking about two very sensitive causes to me. Two of them, if I had five causes, they'd be in my top three. We're talking domestic violence. We're talking homelessness. These are big ones to me. So I am on my soapbox, and I admit that. I'm used to a pushback when it comes to both of these topics, really. True. But just focusing on homelessness, well, that's not a big deal around here. There's not that much of it around here. Or, oh, these are people, they practically want to be this way or something like that. Mm-hmm. Growing up around homeless people and talking with them, having actual conversations, making eye contact and those things. The first, I'd say, six or seven homeless people I met when I was a little kid were soldiers. We're vets.
Sure.
People who were struggling in that department. There was also certainly other layers to that and everything, but first and foremost, they were veterans. Mm-hmm. I would think that that alone would bring people to this conversation, caring about our veterans. The numbers of how many of our veterans are homeless is astounding and saddening. If that doesn't bring you in, how about you don't like paying high taxes? You want your taxes to go down? You want your city to be a little bit better and progress a little more, have more workers or anything like that? I got a workforce sitting right here for you. I got people dying to work, looking to get on their feet. I don't want a handout. I don't want to give people a handout. Oh, all this handout stuff and everything. Well, they're never going to get on their feet if we do that. This is not that. This is a hand up. This Absolutely. Is a way for people to get on their feet. Everybody needs a hand from a time in time in life, some a bigger hand than others. You get the person on their feet, they get a job, they're paying taxes, they're putting back into your community, you're paying less taxes, your community's that much better. Boom. I just solved all your problems right there while solving also the homeless problem. This is not rocket science.
No.
This doesn't
agreed.
Take a big brain to figure this stuff out. We can make these things happen if we work together and bring these numbers down and maybe even bring it to a zero at some point.
Yeah, the good work that's being done at the Family Center with the clients that we see that come in, helping them become more confident, more able to be out on their own, just seeing that transition is incredibly rewarding, and we're very blessed to be able to do that work, and I'm very blessed to do it with such a fantastic team.
Great team over there. Really good
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely. I do have to shout out, if I may, to our Adopt-A-Room participants. I talked to you last year about the fact that during COVID, and really up until now still, we've had overflow into hotels. The facility has been full. And for many years, the rooms that we have at the Family Center have frankly been very used.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very much in need of adopting and refreshing and just making the kind of place that you would come to, that you would feel comfortable coming to, and can do that important work within yourself in that environment. And we are getting to the close of having all of the rooms adopted and refreshed. I would encourage you to go out to the website and see the pictures, because these teams have done amazing work. So just a big thanks to Noon Rotary for doing our kitchen, St. Luke's Lutheran Church, Ruby's Rebels, a fantastic group of ladies that are getting out the vote, Lincoln High School's Cool to Be Kind, ODC, and Associated Bank have all adopted rooms and have completed them. And our last room is being done this weekend by Planned Parenthood.
Oof.
So we're super excited, and I would encourage you to go out and see what a difference that program made.
I can't imagine. That's really cool to hear. Thank you for sharing that. That is really cool. And a big shout out to all those businesses, those people that work so hard on something like that.
Absolutely.
We are speaking with Amy from the Family Center, talking about the Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive coming up. There are some items that are needed more than others when it comes to that event. Can we go over some of those?
Yes. I would say anything that would help you feel like you're ready to walk out the door in the morning. The things that you do when you take a shower, shampoo, soap, deodorant when you get out, hairbrushes and things that you use to get ready, the things you would find in your bathroom, paper towel, toothbrush, toothpaste, toilet paper, diapers. And we know that diapers aren't cheap, but you know, when someone comes to us with nothing but the clothes on their back with their children in tow, that's definitely a high need.
Yeah.
Those sorts of materials are very much appreciated.
I think, again, you don't have to do a lot of, deep thinking on this one. Look around your living room, your kitchen, your bathroom, and the things that you need. Especially think about things like when you pick up that toothpaste, imagine it wasn't there.
Exactly.
Just one of those moments and everything, and it's a real eye-opener. And these aren't things necessarily, well, I don't like to spend other people's money for them. Mm-hmm. But we're not asking for gigantic things. We're not, a new car or something like that. These are things that, hey, you're picking them up. Maybe you can grab an extra roll of toothpaste. Maybe you can grab an extra roll of toilet paper or paper towels or one of these things. Well, to you, it may not seem like you're doing that much. And in fact, I've heard other people say oftentimes, I just don't feel like I did a whole lot here with that. It means a lot.
If you can imagine the capacity that we've had for the last few years and having to provide all of those things for everyone who comes through our door. And then, of course, as they move on, our hope is that they can take those things with them and be in a healthy position moving forward as well. So there is a significant need for those items.
I wanted to just touch on some stats real quick before we let you go. When it comes to homelessness, 4,515 people experience homelessness. 7.8% of people are homeless per 10,000 in here in Wisconsin. Those are just stats of here in Wisconsin. That's from 2022 2022 statistics right there from endhomelessness.org. That's endhomelessness.org. And there are plenty of other details and stats there, not just for Wisconsin, but the Midwest, the nation. I don't think it takes a leap of brain power from people to realize that in the last 3-4 years, a lot more people are unemployed. A lot more people are struggling financially. And with that, there has been an increase in homelessness in almost every rural community under the sun, like not just here in our country, but around the world. This has been a bigger issue. And here in central Wisconsin, it could get even bigger and bigger as the years go on if we don't do something about it. There's no subject, as my mother loves to remind me, there's no subject that I can just sweep under the bed like I thought when I was a kid and I was cleaning my room and she wouldn't look under there and she looked under there right away. none of these subjects can we afford to take another week, another month, just sweeping under the bed. Or, oh, that'll take care of itself. Or, I don't need to worry about that. It's not that big of an issue. It is a big issue, and it'll only get bigger if we don't do something about it. This will not fix itself. This takes all of us to make this fix, to make this better.
I would agree, and even in the smallest way through the largest way, each of us can do something. I think the website that James mentioned, as well as End Abuse Wisconsin, if you take a moment to look at those websites, you'll realize this is very much an issue in your own backyard.
Yeah.
We, the stats for abuse in Wisconsin this year, the largest number of deaths due to abuse was experienced this past year at our vigil. We actually had concerns about would we have enough people attend to extinguish the lights of the luminaries that represented each person in our state who lost their life this year to domestic violence. So don't think it's not happening in your backyard. Mm-hmm. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
And if you know in your heart that there's something more that you can do to help right this type of wrong that's happening in our backyard, please do it.
I encourage others to, when you know something is going on, to call each other out. I bring this up all the time, and I always will, that men holding other men accountable. I think that's a big part. I don't mean to make it sound like only men are causing abuse. We have statistics to show that women do this as well. But you and I both understand, or the audience understands, I'm sure, too, where, more times than not in society, what we're looking at here. And it is man-on-woman crime oftentimes. And we don't have enough men holding enough men accountable when it comes to this subject. Be on the right side of history when it comes to this. You want your kids, you want your grandkids, you want going forward for them to be treated right. I'm not talking about your boys. Talk about your girls. You want them to be. We all got a connection to a woman. Every one of us. Either you. Spoiler alert: you were brought into this world by one. If you don't have a sister or a mom or an aunt or a wife or anything else that you care about, if you're not going to do it for anything else, do it for those reasons. If not for the betterment of society, and just because it's the right thing to do. Amy, before I go on another tangent on my soapbox, we've talked about a lot of things today. We know that the Family Center can always use donations as well. If people want to be a part of Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive or the Touch a Truck, or just want to donate to the Family Center or be able to help out that way, what is a good way to get in touch with you guys?
Certainly giving us a call. Our office is open Monday through Friday. We're 24/7 when it comes to serving clients in need. Our website and our Facebook page are fantastic sources. You can download a printable list of pantry needs. You can find out the dates of Help for the Homeless or reach out to us in any way. Find the dates of all these great events.
Yeah, let's real quickly, since we got a minute here, let's go over some of those. When it comes to Touch a Truck, do we have dates for that yet?
We do.
Yeah.
Last Saturday in July.
That's good. So you got a little bit before then, if you're a business or you a business especially that's got a really cool truck that wants to be a part of this, probably get a hold of you guys soon, but you probably got a little bit before, a month or two before then to probably cut off.
True.
And Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive, when is that happening and how can people be more a part of it?
February 12th through March 5th are when the boxes are going to be out in the community. If you're interested in having a box at your location, sooner the better, and I can get you all the promotional materials, get you added to all of the emails, etc., that share information for you.
Keep in mind, the Family Center has a 24-hour line. If you need them, we're there for you, 421-1511. That's 421-1511. Be sure to find out